building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work. Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is a PR expert, KJ Blattenbauer. She has been a publicist for nearly 30 years, helping people get media attention and not just get attention, but turn that attention into something that actually matters, which, you know, I'm all about here. In this conversation, we talk about why so many founders say that they want visibility, but they stay invisible. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and a big one, little spoiler alert, is fear. Then we talk about what actually separates stories that get attention from those that drive revenue. And beyond tactics, what you actually have to do and who you have to be to sustain authority over the long term. KJ has published 2 books, How to Be a Media Darling, and she is coming out with Pitchworthy, which she outlines lots of the strategies in that book during our conversation. Thank you so much for being here and welcome, KJ.
When I was prepping for this, I wanted to try to take a little bit of a different angle at PR, I guess. You know, like, I think everyone wants to know how to get PR coverage and how to get, you know, like media attention and all of that kind of stuff. And I want to back up a little bit and talk about kind of the things that hold people back. So to start, when you talk to companies or you work with businesses, do you find that there are a lot of like really smart and capable founders, execs that stay invisible even when they say that they want visibility? And if so, why do you think that is?
Yes, I think everyone. I think every single person who isn't pursuing PR or putting themselves out there is for that exact reason. I think most founders or business owners think that public relations is about attention or ego, or they want to be famous. And the truth is, it's not any of those things at all. Public relations is trust at scale. So when someone Googles you, hears your name, considers hiring you, visibility becomes the quickest shortcut for credibility for you. And so strategic public relations, it's going to do the pre-selling before you even get on a call with them, before they even are perusing your social media. Too many people think that being visible, being out there and putting yourself out there is vanity. You know, like, oh, I don't want to be a Kardashian. I don't want to be famous, but it's not. Visibility is the biggest growth lever. Like, it affects how fast people are going to say yes. It affects how much they're going to trust you. And it affects what rooms you're going to be invited to. You know, you're not going to get seats at the table if no one's ever heard of you. And that's why visibility matters. That's why authority matters. And it starts with public relations.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have this conversation around personal branding and stuff too. And I remember I got started with my personal brand in 2018 and I got made fun of a lot.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh yeah. It was bananas. People that I was like, I thought we were friends and, you know, everyone has something to say, right? And I think it's because of that really deep-seated fear that people have of putting themselves out there. Do you see that applied to PR too? Like where people are like, you know, like this is, I just don't want to do this. I mean, you did just say it was kind of people see it as vanity.
100%. My work in public relations sits at the intersection of credibility, storytelling, and growth. My whole career is based on helping entrepreneurs position themselves so like the opportunities, the media, the revenue come to them instead of having to feel like you constantly chase it. But the part of that where it's coming to you versus you going to it is first you have to put yourself out there, right? People don't buy from people they don't know. They don't buy from people they don't like. They don't buy from people they don't trust. If you're hiding behind the scenes, if you're not even putting yourself on camera for 2 seconds, if they never hear your voice, how are they going to know you? How are they going to trust you? They're definitely not going to like you because they'll probably have never heard of you. And so I think part of it is taking yourself out of the equation. We all created a business, a product, or a service because we saw something missing in the marketplace, or a loved one needed something, they couldn't find it. We wanted to step in and help them. There's a vulnerability in creating your, I'll call it art, your business, your brand, your service, right? There's a vulnerability in putting that out there. But if you don't take it the final step and post so people that are going to benefit from it know it, you're actually doing a disservice. It's like being a surgeon or a doctor when they're like, is there a doctor on the plane? And you're a doctor and you don't raise your hand to save that life. Like, you took the vow to do that. As a business owner, when you created something, you took the vow that you were going to show up and share it with other people from a place of service to make their lives better or improve their lives in some way. You owe it to people to put it out there. And yes, people, you're going to repel people who don't get it, but you're going to attract the people who do like it. And even on my worst day, I remind myself, because I don't love the camera. I don't love being in front of it. I have insecurities like everyone else. But I can tell you, after 165 media appearances in the last few months, I don't even bother to care, honestly, what I look like when I show up, because I'm showing up from a place of service. It's not about me. It's about the message of helping other people. And even on my cringiest day, I'm sure I'll get catcalls in the comments on social media, like you did when you first launched your personal brand, right? Gosh.
Yep.
Even on your worst day, you are inspiring someone who you've never met, who you've never heard of. And that might be the spark that lights them up. Your offering might be the service that turns their business around. Like, the whole reason you got into business might light a fire under someone, but you have to show up first.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen that illustration that's like the people that are there when you start and it's just like one or two people, and then the people that are there when you're successful and it's like tons of people clapping? Like, that's exactly what this is like. And I think about whenever I see that, I'm like, oh, it's just like starting a personal brand or starting a company in general, right? And I think it definitely applies to PR and putting yourself out there too.
1,000%. Yeah. No, totally agree with you.
Yeah. What do you say to the people that say, I don't want to put myself out there because I want the company brand to be first?
I would say, how many brands do they follow? Like, how many brands are they in tune with? How many brands are they huge fans of? Or are they fans of the founder or the face of that brand? And then that makes them like the brand. Yeah. Because you can't really get to know, a brand doesn't have a personality, right? Like, they have aspects, they have attributes, they might have values you've assigned to them, which are human values, right? But truly, like, you like Spanx because you like Sarah Blakely. You're following Reese Witherspoon's companies because you like Reese. That, those sorts of things. You know, like, we were all fans of Drybar because we liked Ali Webb. There's a personality aspect of it that helps us feel like we know. There's a parasocialness that has to happen for you to want to buy from someone. If it takes so many touches, you know, Coca-Cola can post and post and post and post, but there's a reason why they attribute themselves to athletes or artists or other spokespeople. They exist for a reason, because there has to be that human aspect. No one wants to interact with a giant corporation. That's just not who we are in 2026 and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are so few corporations that do a really good job at interacting with people at all. And it's the ones that have a personality, right? That are, that have like the funny responses online and stuff like that. But that is so few and far between. It's not something that you can just kind of like copy for your brand and hide behind it. That's exactly what I said when I got started too. Like, I want my brand to be first, and I don't want to be a talking head online. And
doesn't work that way. It really truly doesn't work. And then when you think about, like, so I love Threads. I will doom scroll Threads before bedtime. It's like my release. And I cheer on strangers. Like, I'm that drunk girl Saturday night at a bar in the bathroom, like, telling you, you look great. Your makeup's fire. Outfit's cool. Don't Tom, who sucks. Like, I'm that person on Threads, completely unhinged. And it's just this little release. But there are brands on there like Wendy's or the Calm app. Hilarious. They have the best commentary. It's fire. Has never made me once want to go through the Wendy's drive-through. I have not signed up for the Calm app. So, you know, like, yes, the brands are funny, but they're not making me purchase, you know? And when I need therapy, sorry, Calm app, you're not going to be it, you know? So there's a reason why, if there was a person that I could interact with, you know, like, maybe I see what Mel Robbins has to say. Maybe I see, you know, I found my SEO person on Threads just because they were a human person giving advice, showed a little bit of their life, not even a lot of it, but I'm like, this person gets it. They can explain it to me how I can understand it. This is someone I want to work with. And right then, like, following them for an hour or two, I'm like, I've hired you for $3.99 for this hour, and we've moved on from that. So those are the sort of interactions you have to have, the personal ones that feel like they're aligned, that will actually have a business solution for you. Not like, we all need comedic relief, right? But not all of us are buying, especially big ticket items, from comedic relief.
Right. No, definitely not. And frankly, I don't know that, I don't think I've gone to Wendy's one time since their marketing got really good. So yeah, no, yours. When you said that, I was like, you know, I had never thought about it like that.
All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
Let's talk a little bit more about the actual act of getting press for people. I think some people think that this is something that you can DIY and that all of their stories are pressworthy, right? What actually separates something that is pressworthy, worthy of media coverage, from something that is not, like, say, all of the product release press releases that everyone puts out on a newswire all the time?
Sure. Well, I think first of all, it has to be something that's relevant right now to this point in time and relevant right now to the audience you're pitching it to, right? Sure. So if you're in January, everyone's new year, new them, trying to set their goals. So anything goal related, great. Anything about cleaning your home, fantastic. Getting the career of your dreams, chasing your dreams, new you, new year, new leaf, all of those things, you could be pitching and promoting them. At the same time, we just came off the holidays. I wasn't aware of this until one of my clients mentioned it, who's a lawyer, but January 2nd is the biggest day for people to reach out to lawyers, and January 6th is the biggest day all year for people to file for divorce because they've had horrible holidays and they're done. They're not going to do it for another year. And so if you were a relationship coach, if you were a lawyer, if you were anyone who dealt with, you know, finding your spark again or healing a couple, Valentine's Day might have been your Super Bowl, but January, you could be pitching point in time things. And so I think it's finding the relevancy. Just because you have something going on in your business, it doesn't instantly make it newsworthy. It has to tie into something that's happening that matters to your target audience. That's what makes it newsworthy. So it's who you are, what you do, why it's newsworthy right now. That's what a pitch entails.
Yeah, smart. And I think something that I just learned from you in the last minute while you were talking about that is, like, it doesn't have to be something that's obvious, right? So, like, new year, new you, that is, you know, like something that happens every single year. The gyms fill up, everyone sets their goals, all that kind of stuff. But the divorce statistic, I had no idea, but there's an audience there, right? But you have to really dig and look for that. And I suspect that's what a really good PR professional helps you do.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that's what they do.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. What separates a story that actually gets attention from one that drives revenue? Or are they really one in the same because we need to drive awareness to drive revenue?
I think it's one in the same. I think you can't have, I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't need PR, I can wait after I get so many clients, after we get so much in the budget, after we get whatever. But the truth of the matter is PR isn't end of cycle for you. It should be top of funnel to drive business. If you need investors, if you need people in your restaurant, if you need to sell a product or you're launching a product or you have a new location, no one can come to it. No one can invest in you. No one can buy from you if they've never heard of you. And so when you're starting the business, launching the product, all the beginning stages, that's when PR should come into play. You need to build the visibility so it compounds over time. You know, like, yes, you can start PR at any time, but you want to start it early from the very, very beginning. So you get out there, people know you as the expert. You can do the 7 to 8 to 19 touches that it takes to close a sale or to get someone to trust your brand because you've shown up time and time again on borrowed lanes. Like, I'm here talking to you. It's a borrowed lane. I'm borrowing your audience. I don't have my own podcast, but I'm here speaking with you. I'm getting briefed to your audience, right? I'll be resharing this on my social profiles. You'll meet my audience. Everybody wins because then we've doubled our exposure, right? But what it does for me is it helps my credibility. I can say all day long I'm a great publicist, but now I have you, someone who's respected in the industry, and your platform vouching for me being a good publicist. You know, I have Forbes that says I'm a great publicist, right? I have 165 other podcasts where I've been a PR expert. And so building up that helps sell your brand. And so that's what's going to lead to revenue. People knowing that you know what you're talking about, they have to like you, they have to trust you. What you're doing by putting yourself out there PR-wise is vetting yourself for them. You're saving yourself a discovery call. They already know you know what you're talking about. They've heard you say it a million times, whether it's in print, on a TV interview, or just in their ears on a podcast.
Yeah. And then when people start recognizing this and you start having those calls with people that are like, wow, I feel like I already know you, or I'm already sold. I did this. I did this. I saw this customer logo on your website. I looked at your work there. Like, this is fantastic. It is so cool when you have those calls and you're like, this is working. Yes. And that's part of the signal of marketing working too, right? Is like, we should be in front of people at all times. And I think that PR and marketing are a really great complement to each other. All of our clients that have a PR strategy and process in place, their marketing is substantially more effective because those things really work very well hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, like, you could spend all day long and all the money in the world on the greatest marketing. You can have the best branding, but if they don't see it outside of an ad, the first thing people are going to do when they see an ad and see something's cool or go to your website, they're going to Google you and see where else you've appeared. And if you have, has appeared here, as seen in here, has some vetted media logos, those third party seal of approvals, that's almost like an instant sale. It is 100% vetted you that, oh, this is a real product. I'm not going to get scammed. Here's all the reviews. They're not fake. You need the credibility that public relations can provide. It's an amplifier for everything else you do in business.
Yeah. I actually did a podcast interview myself, and we were talking about something similar, where I think a lot of companies focus on their case studies and their testimonials, and they don't focus as much on getting other people to say things for you, because who are you going to believe, right? Like, are you going to believe the company? Maybe, especially when it's reinforced on those reputable sites, in these podcasts, in reviews and stuff like that. Do you usually recommend that review sites and whatnot are part of a PR strategy, or how do you approach that?
You know, in this day and age, I think people have lost a little bit of their trust in some of the review sites, because a lot of those, you can seed, you can plant, you can kind of skew them in your favor. I do think that they're necessary, right? Like, no one goes to a restaurant without looking at the Yelp review, right? Like, we all kind of check it out before we're going. I definitely want to make sure, if my author is launching a book, you know, we have so many reviews, you've done the pre-read, like, we've gone through all that stuff. So when launch day comes, you have at least five in the bank, that sort of thing. But I really want them to have genuine testimonials that back up the case studies. My biggest concern for all of my clients is, you can have all of those things that live static and in print on your website that you generate yourself. But if you can't get on a TV interview, if you can't get on a podcast and explain very simply and very clearly what it is you do, what your solution is, what your offer is, you've lost everyone. So all of the other things you've worked so hard for, spent so much money on, that look so beautiful, mean nothing. If you can't very clearly position yourself, say what you do and what problem you solve for your target audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people underestimate the importance of that, or think that they can wing it all the time. Anytime I see someone winging something like that, I'm like, oh man, come on. There's actually a lot of strategy that goes into something like that.
It's a simple framework, right? Like, first you have to position yourself, right? Like, who am I? What do I represent? You know, like, in one sentence, without explaining your entire business, what are you known for? Why should people care? The second thing is going to be the perspective, right? Like, what do you believe or see differently than others in your space, industry, market, et cetera? And then the third is the proof, right? What experience, what results, what lived expertise is going to back that up? And I think when those three are very clear, pitching becomes easier, media appearances become easier, interviews are going to flow better, and all the opportunities compound for you. Like, one press hit will lead to more press hits. One client inquiry is going to lead to more client inquiries. You're going to see the caliber of people that you're attracting to your business are going to be higher, and the referrals are going to spiderweb out because you've built trust with the one person and they're going to shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you've been on a PR tour of your own, and I want to make sure that I talk a little bit about that before we wrap up here. I saw that you just came out with a book. Are some of the processes that you have reviewed with us today outlined in that book, or talk a little bit about, like, what the book is about and what people are going to learn?
Sure. Yeah. 100%. Everything we've talked about today and more can be found in the book. My new book's called Pitchworthy. It is available as of January 13th, anywhere books are sold. And it's basically about how to position yourself as the obvious choice, whether you're pitching the media, partnerships, stages, or other opportunities. And it's all practical, no fluff. As a founder, you're going to know exactly how to stop waiting to be picked and start being perceived as like a credible resource that's quotable and trusted and the person your client should hire. It goes over everything from brand words, which ties into marketing, right? Because you want it to all be the same, to here's how you find how to pitch. Here's how you pitch. Here's how you follow up. Here's what you do when you're successful and the trolls come for you. And then free PR resources so you don't have to blow your budget.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. And when people read it and feel overwhelmed, then they'll reach out to you, I'm sure.
Yep. I'm always here. I'm always available to chat.
Love it. And you said you've done 165 media appearances in the last few weeks. Is that what you said?
The last few months. Yeah. So I was challenged by one of my clients at the end of September to treat myself like a client. If I'm going to make them be out there, put themselves out there, why do I never put myself out there? So when I knew what the book's launch date was, I'm like, all right, I'll treat myself like a client. So I spent 15 minutes a night from September 29th until about end of October. And I booked myself on 165 podcasts and other media appearances. And I'm just winding those down now. But it's been an amazing learning curve to be on this side of the camera to help my clients better. But it's also, it's great to be able to share the message of what I do. I think PR can benefit anyone from $0 side hustlers, someone wanting to work up through the corporate ladder, to the 6 and 7 or more figure earners. Truly, there's PR for everyone, and it's the same tenets. It's all about how you want people to think and act and speak about your brand when you're not in the room.
Smart. Yeah. And I love making yourself your own best case study. That's pretty cool. That's something that we focus on at my marketing agency too. And it just really helps you be reputable, right? Like you can do it for yourself. You can do it for other people. The proof is in the pudding. If listeners have one big takeaway from today, or you have one final lesson to impart, what would that be?
I would want them to remember that visibility isn't vanity. It is a lever for growth. It is a leadership skill. People can't buy from you. They can't know you. They can't go to your place of business if they don't know you exist. So you have to put yourself out there because it's an act of service to help benefit the target audience you created your business for.
That was very short, sweet, and impactful. So I appreciate that. Love it. Thank you so much for being here today. And for everyone listening, please go and check out the links in the show notes. We will put the link to the new book and all of that good stuff there. And I will talk to you next time.